Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn, episode 2. I am your host, Holly Bunn, and we are here on Career Talk to talk about the job search process and how to make it through that process successfully. So the job search can be tough, and I am here to help you through and make it just a little easier. For those of you who don't know me, I am a resume writer, a job search strategist, a LinkedIn profile writer, and a career coach. And I have my own business, and I operate as Ms. Resume Help. I work for one of the largest staffing companies in the world, designing and implementing recruiting strategies and recruiting programs and working directly with recruiters and hiring managers. So I have a little bit of insight into the hiring process and how recruiting works for a little over 20 years, so I've learned a thing or two, and I'm here to share that with you and help you get hired. I'd like to introduce my guest today, Anderson Curry, who is the social media manager for Source Outdoor, one of Florida's largest manufacturers of commercial high-end and luxury furniture. Welcome, Anderson.
Hey, Holly, how are you?
I'm very good this happy Friday, and I hope you're doing well,
That's
too.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
You ready for another great show?
I am. It's show number 2. Woohoo!
Absolutely. I don't have much for you guys today, but I do know that there's some interesting numbers that came out as far as the Department of Labor. What did you hear back in December, Holly?
So we recently read with the Bureau of Labor Statistics that back in December, and that's just 2 months ago, that there were 5 million jobs that were open. And that was the highest number of job openings since 2001. And that means that companies are hiring. So there are jobs out there, people. Do you have any idea what the numbers were for February? Did you read it, Anderson? Or do you know?
Oh, wow. I know back in February 10th, back in 2015, there were about 48 million jobs that were open. That's 4.8 million,
Wait.
Everybody.
Yeah, 4.8, yeah. That's a lot of jobs. And that's 200,000 more jobs that have been hired in the last 2 months. So if I looked at the statistics a little deeper, so 4.8 million jobs open as of Wednesday, not last year, not last month, three days ago on Wednesday, February 10th, there were 4.8 million jobs open in the United States. And the industries that are hiring the most are trade, transportation, and utilities, professional services and business services, hospitality and leisure, and food services and accommodation. And so the industry that hired the most out of all the jobs are trade, transportation, and utilities, and that includes oil and gas, energy, electricity, power, rail, the train system. That's really important because there's a lot of infrastructure being built in the United States thanks to President Obama, and a lot of focus on new energy and us being independent from fossil fuels. So companies are hiring and paying big money for engineers, chemists, people who know how to do recycling. You know, if you know how to recycle air, right? So air, if you even know how to recycle just the air and keep the quality of the air and emissions from cars and that kind of thing, if you know how to reuse, you know, corn oil to make it into energy, those type of jobs, those are the ones that they're hiring the most. I find that so interesting. And so there are also jobs out there, people. So, and this show is about helping you get through the job search and get on track and get hired. So, social media is an important part of the job search process. So when we talk about getting on track and getting hired, you know, social media is a very large part of that process and probably the most important. I know my last show focused on social media and the job search, our show last week. So today we're going to focus mostly on LinkedIn and making the connections on LinkedIn, which is key to your strategy. So last week I gave everyone a few tasks, and those tasks were to personalize your headliner with keywords and make 10 connections per day and starting with me, right? And then follow 10 companies on Facebook that you are interested in working with or interested in following. Make comments on those job posts. And then finally, I gave everyone the task of going to Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter account, create one. And then follow me and go to my job hiring list to follow companies that are actually posting jobs on Twitter. So a bunch of you have connected with me on LinkedIn and Twitter, and one of you even updated your your Facebook profile to unhide your work and education sessions. And so that, to me, first I want to say thank you to everyone who sent me a connection request, who followed me on Twitter and even Facebook, and for that one person that sent me the note that you updated your work and education sections on Facebook. Thank you so much. That tells me that you're serious about finding a job, and that's what this show is all about. So, Anderson, did you make any connections or have any activity as a result of last week's show?
Absolutely. We have some great people actually following and listening to this show. I got a great amount of connection requests from all of you, and my inbox was just full. I'm just so happy to connect with you guys, and anything that I can share either through Holly or through my LinkedIn or other social media channels, anything that I can do to help you guys, I'm more than happy to do that.
Awesome. All right, so let's jump into this week's focus. So I said February is Social Media Month, and today's show is going to be about LinkedIn connections and job applications. So when I asked everyone to make those 10 connections, the reason is because you want to make 500 connections ultimately or more, 500 or more connections on LinkedIn to be effective. I don't know why it's 500. LinkedIn dislikes the number. So they at 501 connections, you start to get more activity, rank higher in the search results, and be more visible. And so that's somewhere around 7 million people that are in your network. So 7 million people that have that can connect to you and make it easier to find you. So that's recruiters and hiring managers. And they do this through connections. So if you have 5 connections, you're going to be less connected than if you have 500 connections. And so, Anderson, on our last show, you mentioned that your company uses LinkedIn to fill positions. For anyone that wasn't on last week's show, just give us a little bit about how your company uses LinkedIn to find those connections.
Well, I mean, thanks for asking, Holly. What we do at Source, we actually go through our connection requests. I know that me personally, I have something in the area of maybe 2,600 connections, which actually leads to about 2.8 million or something in that number. And it works to our advantage to have these many connections because we can then actually do a simple search. If we're looking for an account manager, if we're looking for someone in aluminum, if we're looking for an operations manager, it allows us to go ahead and put in those search queries and actually bring up some great candidates, you know, and depending on the market and the things that we're looking for in their skill sets. And it also allows us to help our HR team to put out a request to them and reach out to that individual and say, hey, there's an opportunity here at Source Outdoor. We'd really like to talk to you if you're interested. So LinkedIn has been a valuable tool for us to be in our recruiting process.
Awesome. And, you know, I mentioned that your company, like most companies, takes the same approach to connecting with folks and making sure that they have a wide network of candidates to fill positions. So pay attention, folks, because this is exactly how companies use LinkedIn. And if you're not connected, you're not going to be in that conversation. You're not going to get found. So how do you get connected, right? So that's the big question. How do I have to make 10 connections a day? How do I do that? And so I mentioned in my last show, first off, who do you connect with? The 10 connections per day should be recruiters. It should be open networkers. And it should be contacts that are upward contacts, meaning contacts in your industry or your peer group that you would like to report to or that have a higher position than you. So managers connect with directors, directors connect with vice presidents, et cetera. And listen to last week's show if you want a little more insight into that. So I'm going to go into how do you even find those people, okay? So there are two top ways to find people and get those connections on LinkedIn. One is simple. You simply search for them. It couldn't be any more easier. Go to the search bar at the top of LinkedIn, and you're going to enter to find recruiters or the folks that are actually scanning the networks to find people. You're going to put in recruiter. They also go by the name of talent advisor or sourcer or talent manager. These are different names that recruiters go by. So type in that name one at a time. Don't do them all because that's going to do an and statement on your search. Even if you put a comma in, you want to do recruiter and do a different search and then do talent advisor, et cetera. And you also want to include the industry or the market that you're trying to connect in. And so what that looks like is, so I'll say for me, so I'm in the staffing and recruiting industry, right? So I put in talent advisor, comma, staffing. And that will give me all of the search results of people in my network. So like Anderson said, he has, you know, over 2,000 connections, and I have close to 2,000 connections, a little over 2,000 as well. That translates into about 22 million people in our networks. And he and I are connected to each other. So that means that 22 million people, when I hit search, I'm searching all 22 million, and it's going to give me a result of something like 23,000 people that have the title talent advisor, and they're in the staffing and recruiting industry. 23,000, right? So once you zero in on those search results, you get the recruiter, the first thing you want to do is connect. To send the connection request, it will most likely ask you to tailor, you know, how do you know this person? So certainly if you've worked with a recruiter at a different company, you want to hit their colleague. If you've gone to college or you share the same college or university with that recruiter or any connection you have, you want to hit the radio button all the way up to where it says friend. Now, my suggestion is if you don't know this recruiter, and you're looking to connect with them, and let's say you have connections in common with that person, you're going to type in friend. Then you're going to tailor your message. Do not let it default to, I'd like to add you to my professional network. You want to type a personalized message, something to the effect of, and be honest, hey, I'm expanding my network on LinkedIn. I hope you're open to the connection. Very simple. Two lines, max 250 characters. All you get is 250 characters in that box. And there's other messages that you can include, which I'll get into in a little bit. But for the cold connection, meaning I did a search, I found you in the search results. You pick the person in the industry that you want to connect with. You tailor the message. I'm expanding my network on LinkedIn. I hope you're open to the connection. And you hit connect. Then there's the warm connection.
Hey, Holly, sorry for interrupting. I know some of them who are avid LinkedIn users are familiar with that. They may have read on LinkedIn that it says, hey, you shouldn't connect to people that you don't know, things like that. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I disagree with that because, you know, what if I go to a networking party and, you know, there's 500 people in the room. I don't know all 500 of them. I'm going to walk up to them, introduce myself. Hi, I'm Holly. I'm a resume writer. What's your name? It's the same approach on LinkedIn. I'm going to do a search. I'm going to find the recruiter. They're in the room. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to send a connection request. I'm going to tailor the message. Hello, I'm expanding my network on LinkedIn. I hope you're open to the connection. It's the same principle. I do not agree with connecting with people that you don't know, because you'll never expand your network if that's the case. Certainly you want to target connections that you have people in common so that you have a warm connection there. But certainly I disagree with that. I don't know all 2,000 people in my network.
Right, but I would say, but generally recruiters, open networkers, Lions, they're generally open to these connection requests, and as a matter of fact, a lot of them anticipate them, correct?
Absolutely, especially recruiters. They connect with as many people as they can, because the more people that they're connected to, the faster they fill jobs. Because when they do that search of their network for qualified people, and you come up in the search results, trust me, it's a happy day for that recruiter, and they're going to call you if your profile is optimized. So that's a whole different conversation. So connect with people you don't know. Absolutely. Just don't connect with 100 people in one day that you don't know. Okay? It's all about balance, which is why I suggest 10 connections per day. And there's a mix. Recruiters, open networkers, and people in your industry. And if you're new to LinkedIn, start with your friends and family. Start connecting with those folks first so that you can build a personal network, and then you can go outside of that comfort zone and start connecting with people in your industry that you don't know. I mean, my connection story is I have a favorite book. It's 175 Ways to Do Things Better Faster by David Cottrell of Cornerstone Leadership. Do you know I sent him a connection request? Hey, David, you are the author of one of my favorite books. I would love to connect with you. I hope you're open to the connection. Well, he replied, connected with me, and said, thanks for reading my book. I look forward to hearing more from you. Now, if I took the approach of not connecting with people I don't know, I never would have connected with one of my favorite authors who is on LinkedIn. And now I'm definitely going to keep in touch with him because he has books coming out every year. So that's a success story right there. You know, recruiters, you don't know them. And if you want to connect with them and be in their network, they're going to reach out to you. I got my job because a recruiter contacted me on LinkedIn. Really simple. So just stay away from doing, you know, hundreds in a day or 50 in a day, okay? So I'm going to move on really quickly because we're going to run out of time. But the next way to connect with people is use the people you may know feature on the homepage of LinkedIn. When you start connecting with people on LinkedIn, it's going to suggest to you more people to connect with. Can someone please mute their phone? Because I hear a lot of feedback. So if you could mute, that would be great. And so the more people that you connect with through the people you may know feature, and that is if you go on the homepage of LinkedIn, on the upper right-hand side, there's a little box that says people you may know. It's going to list three people. Look at those three people. You may or may not know them. Click on their profile, one of them, and decide if you want to connect with them or not. Or if you see their small headliner and you want to connect with them, just hit connect. LinkedIn does not make you, when you use their tools to connect with people, they simply let you connect by clicking the button and you don't have to send a message. Now, that's good. Again, balance. Have a mix of people that you connect with, people you may know, and other connections where you tailor your message. When you go to, and then there's hot links. When you go to networking parties, you go to job fairs, you even have an event at your job. The first thing you want to do is connect with people that you meet. I go to networking events often. I connect with people right on the spot, okay? And so instead of exchanging business cards, I say, hey, let's connect on LinkedIn so that we stay connected. You always want to follow up. Send a message. Hey, I met you at the professional networking party on Friday. It was great to meet you. I enjoyed our conversation. I hope let's stay connected on LinkedIn. Those are the kind of messages that you send people that may not remember you from Friday, but they'll certainly remember it in your message. So cold calling, you want to tell them you're expanding your network, hope you're open to the connection. Warm connections, people that you have in common, people that you have at your job, at your college or university, those kind of connections. And then there's the hot connections, which you met them at a party, an event, or an event at your job, and connect with them. And don't forget to tailor your message. All right, so moving on to how do you follow up on job applications using LinkedIn? This is one of those things that is so hard for people to navigate through. So do you know that only 50% of people follow up on their applications? They submit it at the company website or they submit it online, and they hope and pray that somebody calls them. There is no follow-up by 50% of people. Okay, so the basic follow-up, that includes a simple note to the person saying, I applied for this position. I am seeking your advice on the best way for me to follow up on my application. That's going to be your message. Word it however you feel comfortable, but be professional. But your basic message is going to say, I applied for this, you know, position. I applied for, you know, project manager at ABC Company. And I'm asking if you have any advice on the best way to follow up on this application, period. That's how you follow up on your application. It is not a thank you note. It is not a cover letter, none of that, okay? Do not ask for when you find people to follow up, and I'm going to get into in 1 second, about how you locate these people. But I want to be very clear about the message, because locating them with the wrong message is going to be ineffective, okay? So, again, the message is, I applied for this position. I'm asking for your advice on the best way to follow up on my application. Do not ask for them to review your resume. Do not attach your resume. Do not ask them to forward your resume. Do not ask for a contact name, and do not ask for a status of your application. You will get ignored every time, okay? The days of I applied for this job, and I don't know who to contact, that's over because of LinkedIn. So how do you find the people? Now that you got the message to give them, how do you find them? First, you want to go and search for recruiters, talent advisors, or sourcers, or talent managers. They all go by the same name. Search for a person with that recruiter, talent advisor, or sourcer at the company that you applied for. Find one person in the city of the job that you applied for. So, example, recruiter at Wells Fargo in Charlotte. There may be 100 of them, but pick one, okay? If you're not connected with them already, send a connection request. Hey, my name's Holly. No, don't even say my name's Holly, because it's going to be there on your LinkedIn profile. Hi, Amber. I applied for the project management position in corporate assets. I am asking if you have your best advice on how to follow up on my application. Any advice you can offer would be appreciated. Thank you. Quite simple. People, I'm telling you this works. I have the emails to prove it and the screenshots. I even had a client tell me that not only did the person reply, but they told them the best day to apply, what to include in their application, and then what not to say in their application. I personally have received, hey, Holly, I just pulled up your application, and the name of your recruiter is ABC. Contact them. I immediately sent a connection request on LinkedIn, and she then sent me an email. How, I'm telling you, this works. Again, asking for advice, naming the position that you applied for. This is the same process when you're asked to include a cover letter with your application. So when they say include a cover letter with your application before you apply so that you can get a name to include in that cover letter, because try to avoid at all costs the general address. Dear hiring manager, dear HR department, dear recruiter. You don't want to do that if you can help it. Before you apply for that job, pause. Go to LinkedIn. Take the same approach. Search for recruiter, talent advisor, sourcer, anybody at the company that you're applying for, in the city that you're applying to. I'm applying for the project manager position at Wells Fargo in Charlotte. Do you have any advice on how I should follow up or what I should include in my cover letter? Trust me, people, this works. I personally have gotten the, yes, you want to address it to this person and also include, you know, A, B, and C. I have the screenshots to prove it. I'm telling you this stuff works. Again, do not ask for them to review your resume. Do not include your resume. Do not ask for a contact name. Do not ask for the status of your application. Simply ask for advice. And most people are willing to offer advice. Okay, so that's my advice on following up on job applications, and we also talked about how to make connections. They go hand in hand. We have about, 6 minutes left in the show. At this point, I'm going to take some questions from callers. I see one person who has pressed the number 1 on their phone, and so if you have a question and you want to ask either me or Anderson, Press the number one on your phone, and I will see you in the queue. So, area code 404, do you have a question? Your mic is on. Okay, if not, then I will go ahead. And if you want to ask another question, I'm going to go ahead and turn your mic off if you don't. But if you should happen to want to ask a question, just press the number one again. So, Anderson, what are your thoughts on the follow-up techniques on LinkedIn? What has been your experience?
Well, the follow-up techniques, one of the things for employers, it does show some initiative. People are always looking for those who want to step outside of the norm and step outside of the pack, who have a true entrepreneurial spirit. They're aggressive, they're hungry, they're really looking to get to work, they're really looking to get some things done. So being able to not only follow up on the opportunity to find out where, you know, to find out, hey, I'm looking for a little bit insight on this, keeping it very short, keeping it very polite, keeping it non-aggressive, but the fact that you inquired is very, very helpful, and sometimes it can actually help weed you out in the past, weed you out from your competitors. Holly, I do have one question. What do you think about the LinkedIn app? I know a lot of people have the LinkedIn app. They use it to do connections, but it doesn't allow you to modify your connection request, and it just allows you to click suggest just connect. What are your thoughts on that? Can that lead to trouble, or is it better to do it on the desktop?
No. The LinkedIn app, I use it every day. I really like the LinkedIn app. I'm an Android user. There's an app for every platform, Windows, iPhone, et cetera. If you keep your connections to 10 per day, keep it at 10. When you start getting to 20 and 30 and 40, then it seems like you're a spammer. 10 is reasonable. And you can do 10, you can do 2 in 2 seconds by standing there, by standing in line, while you're sitting in the office, waiting, doing nothing. Go on LinkedIn, see what connections you can make. They always suggest connections on the app, which is pretty cool. And you hit the little plus button, which will allow you to send a connection request. My experience, I get responses immediately. Hey, connect. Now, do I send 10? Do I get all 10? Some days, yes. And some days, no. 10 is a nice round number to give you a nice percentage. Even if you get one person to say yes, that's one more than you had yesterday. Okay, so I would say not tailoring your message, and I heard this right from a LinkedIn consultant's mouth. They made the decision to allow you to connect faster as opposed to tailoring your message on the mobile app, because mobile is about doing things faster and quicker. And at this time, they are not allowing you to tailor your message when you're in the mobile application and when you use the LinkedIn tools that allow you to connect faster, like the people you may know feature. And he said, they just made a conscious decision. While they promote connecting with people you know, and I say promote with people that you are interested in, and either working for or doing business, but they promote tailoring that message when you're not using their tools to connect faster. I hope that makes sense. Our show's about to end. You can hear the recording if you missed it. I have two tasks for this week. I want you to continue to make 10 connections to help you get to 500, and I want you to follow up on your job application, every job application on LinkedIn. You can find me on all social channels at Ms. Resume Help, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Holly Bunn. And then next week's show, Anderson, how do they find you?
Well, hello?
Yes, how do they find you?
Sorry. They can find me at Anderson Curry on Twitter, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/in/AndersonCurry, or just Google Anderson Curry, South Florida, Anderson Curry, Miami. You'll run across all of my social chains.
True, that's true for me. Google Holly Bonnet, you'll find me too. All right. next week's show is going to be about how to use Twitter and Facebook in your job search. I want to thank everyone that has called in. If you didn't get a chance to ask me a question, you can send me an email at holly@msresumehelp.com. And that's M-S-R-E-S-U-M-E HELP.com. Thanks for calling, and enjoy the rest of your day, and have a great Valentine's Day weekend. Thanks for the love. Bye.